Now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. If you listen to that first segment, I apologize.
But you should.
But now let's move forward, because there's some great fall cooks out there, individuals as well as things you should be cooking. It's tailgate season. It's deer season. It's 'tis the reason to get out on your grill and smoker. But what do you want to talk about?
Well, you know, just looking at these topics, reminds me that the Grillin' Guys rap is really old, and I think we might want to come up with a new one. And we're talking about winging it. You could be bringing it, something like that. I don't know. What do you think, Conrad?
I think rap is crap, and I think you should.
I want to wing it.
Oh, man.
Or maybe we just hire that done.
So how do you do wings?
Well,
not on your grill. I've heard it.
No,
okay, not
no,
in the garage.
I've got two things. That if you've got a pellet smoker, or if you've got a smoker that uses hard lump charcoal or wood, whatever, is that I have a two-step method, and the reason is simple, is I like a little smoke on my wings. I think it gives them some great flavor, not a lot, but a little, but it never crisps up the skin, and I don't like rubbery chicken skin. So once I get them smoked, and you can do this ahead of time, but I go right from the smoker to the fryer, and I have
air fryer.
Well, air or just a little oil one. You know,
air fryers are great.
Right, that would
and
work
you
too.
You have one,
right? I do.
I used it when I was COVIDing at your house.
I understand, but we use it a lot. But my point is that I want to get that skin crispy. So you could use an air fryer. You can use a deep fryer. 350 oil. I got one that's like 3 quarts. It's just a little itty bitty deep fryer, right? And you need maybe a quart of oil in it to get a couple
right.
inches in the bottom of the pan.
Right.
It's a small one, and that works perfect. I can set it right beside the smoker or the grill, and
what are those,
go from one to the other.
What are those, Conrad? You might have one of these. What are those popular fryer things that everybody
has?
Oh,
the air fryers.
Fry Daddy.
No, it's a plug-in.
Yeah, it is an air fryer.
It is, but there's a name, there's a brand that everybody has.
Oh.
Except you.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I don't either.
We bought them for all our kids for Christmas last year.
Right.
Anyway, something like that works great.
Right.
But if you have a deep fryer, a little Fry Daddy.
Right. I think I got mine at Cabela's, and it was just like a little 3-quart with a burner under it.
Right.
And you can hook a regular 20-pound propane or a little one, depending on
right.
what fitting you get.
Right.
And it just heats the oil to 350. You dunk them for a couple minutes to crisp it up, pull them out, and then I season them after with sauces. I'm not a guy that likes to cook my wings with sauce on them. I like to dip or sauce them after I get them cooked.
Okay, got a Ninja or an Instapot?
Instapot.
Instapot?
Yeah, that's the one I see. Yeah, Instapot. My kids use them all the stinking time.
Speaking of our new sponsor, Premier Botanics, excuse me. Yeah, there's an Instapot store right there. So, see, I tie it all together.
I see what
right,
you did.
Yeah. But anyway, back to the wings.
Click the link below.
Right, yeah. Back to the wings. So that's how I do it.
Well, like in the kitchen right now, I've gone to a two-step process because I'm constantly playing with stuff, trying to get the perfect widget, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very often not happy with anything I make. I'm happy that people are, but I'm very hard to satisfy me. So what I noticed is when I just deep fry wings, to get them to, I like to get them to 180.
Yeah.
So that's a little weird too for some people, but that's just what I'm trying to do. But to get them at least to 165 even, they're getting pretty black on the outside. So I'm trying to find a way to make them look really good without getting them too blackened up. And I think part of the problem is it's the spice complex I'm using, and that's what's turning black. And it's just something I'm probably going to have to live with because it's the profile I want. It's just a fantastic – people – I mean, I have to buy more wings every week because it's
– Well, that's good. That means you're selling them.
Yeah, people right. like them. Some guys order a whole pan of them,
right?
You know, like $110 worth of wings,
right?
And So I got
that's a big pan, by
gotta
the way.
Gotta keep trying to perfect it. So I was deep frying them for like 4 or 5 minutes to get them where I wanted them, and then I was throwing them in the convection oven.
Okay.
And that's a little bit better. But, you know, you can just fry them in a pan, too, if you don't have any of this fancy equipment. Like, I have a deep fryer on my back deck at home, and I got one, of course, at work. So I have fryers that I can use, but back in the day, we had, you know, a pot. You might have a Dutch oven. Those work great for frying because they're tall and your grease doesn't want to splatter out so bad. And then you only need like an inch of oil in the bottom.
Right. That would my recommendation there would be is not to put it in at a time in a Dutch oven or something like that, or even the deep fryer.
Right.
Right. You want right. You want them to be submerged, but you don't want them stacked up.
Yeah. And then, you know, if you can get one of these spoons that's a screen type of spoon, that's real nice too. Of course, if your oven, most of the ovens they're selling now, didn't you just have to buy a new oven or something, refrigerator?
We bought a fridge, an oven, yeah.
Okay. Most of the ovens have a convection mode.
Yeah.
And we've had ours now. We got ours at Garrett's 4 years ago when we rebuilt. And that convection mode is just like the Instapot.
Well, that's what an air fryer is, too, right?
It is. Instapot it's just an air
these
fryer.
These little Cuisinart air
it's
fryers
hot
or whatever
and it
they
blows
are.
The air around.
Right.
Like a politician.
Yeah.
So you
tis
can,
the season.
You can also, of course, smoke them. I'm almost getting kind of over smoked on. I do so much smoking that I'm trying to find something different than just smoking. But a lot of people are not over smoked. They want that.
So our friends at Old World Olive Company sell flavor-infused olive oils. And one of them that is awesome on chicken wings is a lime.
Persian lime.
Persian lime-infused olive oil.
Love the Persians.
You roll that, roll your wings in that, and then I get a Memphis. You can go to any part, Sobeys, have three different varieties of the Memphis.
You would look for the one called Pig's Ass.
Right. And it's a Memphis rub. It's a little bit of a citrus profile as well, but you rub, throw some of that on there, toss them in there, and put them in your oven with that lime olive oil and that Memphis rub on there, and you tell me that if you don't like them, they're done, because that is the simplest recipe, but they just turn out fantastic. And again, I don't sauce my wings when I cook them. When they're done cooking,
I
you can
know
put
why
any
you
sauce
like
on
them like that.
Why is that?
Because you came to that class Rob and I did up in Rockford when we first started hanging, and that's how Rob liked to do them.
Right.
That's exactly what that's all he would ever let me put on wings.
Right.
Memphis.
Right. And it, but it's good.
It is.
It's really good, and we serve them to tons of people. You can get a lot of flavor profile on a wing just by the sauce or the rub that you put on it, and find one you like. They're coming down a little bit. I saw them at like $1.99 a pound now. They used to be more than chicken breast, but they're coming down a little bit.
And, you know, I'll tell you right now, just go to Sobey and ask for their party wings.
Right.
They're already separated. I don't know quite who he buys them. Beautiful.
Right.
And
fun to cook, and people love them, and it's just a really good. And here's the other thing, is if you cook these and you got to bring them to a tailgate or bring them to a party, they eat good cold, just as good as – they're better warm, but they eat good cold.
Yeah.
So, all right, coming up next, dips are a great thing for tailgating. Just don't be one. Stick with us. We'll be back.